Pew's data shows Delaware had the nation's fifth highest overdose rate in 2017, and less than half of the people in the state who need treatment for substance abuse disorder receive it. It also shows a lack of access to the opioid addiction medication buprenorphine. According to Pew, only five of the state's 258 physician assistants have obtained a waiver to prescribe it. Pew Charitable Trust Senior Associate Jaron Phillips calls Delaware an interesting case in that it has a more severe substance abuse problem than most states, but is also doing more than most to address the issue.
It is disconcerting because it just really highlights the challenge that still remains.
Pew recommends Delaware fund further expansion of its substance abuse disorder workforce, increase the number of sites with medication-assisted treatment, and create a task force to increase access to substance abuse disorder treatment for Delawareans with private insurance. Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long is chair of the state's Behavioral Health Consortium.
I'm not worried so much about the funding as I am worried about making sure that we have the structure in place, the permanency, and I'm really excited about it, quite frankly. I think we're in a good place to be able to expand on that workforce component as well as our treatment expansion.
According to Delaware's Department of Safety and Homeland Security, the first state's overdose rate likely rose for the sixth year in a row last year, with 419 suspected overdose deaths in 2018. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.